All right, so phase one of this program was about getting you to know you better, what you like, what you don't like, what was going on in your past, what was holding you back, what your goals are for the future, what your boundaries are. Now that you know you, it's time to get you out and interacting and mingling with other people so that you can start to select other people to bring into your life. Plus, you can start getting out there and being open with other people, especially women, so that they can actually get the opportunity to see you. Because right now, they're not going to see you if you're sitting at home, sitting on your couch, hoping that people will find you. So this phase is going to help you build a full life so that you have more opportunities to meet women and also have a life that a women want to be part of. Because again, if you just sit on your couch, go to work every single day, women, first of all, are not going to find you. And second of all, are not really going to want to be a part of that life. So it's time to get active in activating your social life. But first, I did want to check in with you and just see how things are going, that this is the right program for you and that you are moving through it at a really good pace and taking it all in. And just letting you know that you can go at any pace that you like that makes sense for you. Just because it's laid out a certain way does not mean that you have to race to get through all of it. I really want you to put your focus and effort into this. And if that means doing a little bit every single day or a little bit every few days because your life is hectic and crazy, as all of our lives are, then that is okay with me as long as you stick with it. But here's the thing. I do know that this program is a lot, right? And I know it is. And the main thing that I want to remind you is that you can do this. You are an amazing man, a man who takes risks, a man who goes for it, a man with drive, and a man that does not quit when things get tough. And yes, this may be challenging, but so is life. And so is life in a relationship with a beautiful woman that you love and adore. Things will get tough, things will get sticky and feel overwhelming, just like this program. And the thing that will define you as a man is whether or not you stick with it, put in the effort and work. So I want to acknowledge again that you are amazing for sticking with it, especially because this phase requires some real work on getting you out of the house and activating a new social life that draws in women. So what is this phase really about? This phase is about having fun and opening yourself up and finding places and spaces for not only you to enjoy yourself and expand who you are, but for you to meet women that you enjoy, that you can pull in to your life. So we're going to get active in activating your social life, a life that women are dying to become a part of. And one of the biggest challenges I ever had to face and overcome and thankfully complete was learning how to have a social life, one that I truly enjoyed and felt was mine, okay? So when I was 23, I moved out to LA from Toronto, Canada, where I had a network of friends I had known since birth, my family, my routine, really my whole world. In LA, I had to start from scratch on my own. I had one friend out here that lived about 45 minutes away from me, and I'm not going to lie, the first few months I was really depressed and I was ready to pack up and go back to Toronto. But then I met a great man who is now my husband, built a network of friends, and before I knew it, had created a full social life and world for myself. And whether you are 18 or 81, a social life is a must-have. It's what keeps you alive. It's what keeps you going. It's what creates happiness. And more importantly, it's what helps you become a part of the community, especially if you want to attract high quality women. So this phase is completely dedicated to building a life, a full life for yourself that women will be dying to become a part of. So again, get ready to be active in activating your social life. So the biggest question right now is, why are we doing this? Why is it so important to build a social life? So here's the thing. Here's the insider information. When interviewing women over the past 10 years, a common want for most of them is, he better have a full life. I think the movie Jerry Maguire may have set back the dating world a little bit when he uttered the statement, "You complete me." Yes, every woman's heart melted at those words, but the truth is that women do not want to complete you. They want you to already be full and complete, and they want to add to your life. If anything, they want to become a part of your life. So if you don't have a full life that you like, as soon as a woman comes along, you will instantly go into needy mode, become all about her, become creepy and cringy and clingy, which ultimately leads to her pushing you away. As I told you in phase one, women want a man who is confident, proactive, and fun, which means that you know how to take care of yourself, that you have a world around you that you can lean on, that you are motivated and can make effort to do things. And confident, proactive, fun men don't sit on their butts eating microwave meals and watching Netflix. Now, I'm going to add that if your dream woman wants to be the UPS or FedEx delivery woman that frequently comes to your house and continuing, you know, with what you're doing, but even if she is your dream woman, that FedEx lady is still going to require that you have a life of your own in order to maintain attraction. So it's time to get off your butt and start getting a life. The guys that make the most lasting changes are the ones that stop thinking about meeting women as something they have to focus on. It becomes a natural part of their day because their life is so full. Women just flow into it. For now, your comfort zone might be stretched just by meeting women you might want to date, but would flirt with for practice. Later, this will expand into every woman that comes into your sphere or of influence. In other words, there really is no off switch anymore, right? Okay, so how are we going to do this? So in the next tab, you will have a workbook. So please download it after watching this video. And this workbook is called Get a Life and Get Out There. It will help you select and map out your new active social life step by step. So I want you to complete this workbook. Take your time doing it, but not too much time, okay? I know I've said no rushing, but here's the thing. So many guys can get lost in fine-tuning and perfecting this book, but your time is better spent getting out and trying out social events, meetups, and communities. And I know that usually if you're spending too much time trying to find the perfect location to go to, you're probably just afraid to actually get out there and put yourself out there. So don't take too much time doing this. As you'll see from the book, it's going to tell you to list things that you're interested in. So list five things: pickleball, ceramics, hiking, like just really fast, just throw them on the wall like a piece of spaghetti, and then start finding places and spaces that you can do those things. So in this phase, you will also have another step in the approach ladder to work on. As well, you'll find your get off your butt exercises for the section of the course. These exercises are super fun and super silly and things that you should be doing while you are going to these social places. Trust me, you will enjoy them. They're a little bit uncomfortable, but you will enjoy them and they will make you grow, make your confidence just boost out of your ears. Trust me. Plus, there's a special bonus in the exercise document that you will not want to miss out on. Please do all the exercises. In the meantime, continue to implement what you've learned in the attraction matrix and don't forget to check out the Girls Night in Confessional video for this phase. Yes, again, I give you a lot. It's a lot. But the main thing that I want you to focus on is really getting out there, sticking with owning who you are, putting boundaries in place, and really focusing on opening yourself up to women. But most importantly, please remember to have fun. If you get frustrated, write me. If you have a question, write me. If you have a success or an aha moment, write me, okay? I'm the best female friend you've ever had. Trust me. So email me at insider@winggirlmethod.com and enjoy this phase because it's a fun one.